Well, the big news on stage one of this year's Donegal Harvest Stages Rally is that the boys, Declan and Brian, the defending champions in the Ford Fiesta WRC, are out of this event. The Letcher crew were targeting an unprecedented four in a row harvest titles, but that didn't develop this morning. There's very wet and slippy conditions in the Fulcara, Chrysler and Dunfanaghy areas on this opening loop of stages of this year's rally. We understand that Declan went out on a wrong compound of tyre. Tyre choice, of course, crucial today given the conditions that they are competing in, and the car slipped off the road around 2k into stage one. There wasn't spectators in the general area to help get the Fiesta out, and the car was stuck, and they were given a time of around 24 minutes or so. They did come through the stage eventually. There was no damage to the car, it was just a case of the car being stuck, but they are out of this event. Another disappointing end to a rally this year for Declan and Brian Boyle, unfortunately. Another name that we were hoping to see this morning on stage one was Damien Gallagher and his navigator Mac Walsh. They, of course, were the national champions in June in the Donegal International Rally. And unfortunately for them, they had engine trouble with the car last night and they never even got near the start of stage one. So their hopes of continuing that fine form in Donegal evaporating last night when the realisation sat in that they wouldn't be able to compete in the harvest. So as for the leading top eight who have come through stage one, Cashin and Agoure, the quickest is that Ford Fiesta WRC of Patter Hurston and Damien Connolly, 6:51.2 for Hurston. Joe McGonigal and Kieran Guiney, they set a time of 17:03.8, 17.6 seconds adrift off Hurston. The first of the modified two-wheel cars is the modified Irish Tarmac champion from 2017, Kevin Eaves. Is Chris Maley on board calling the notes today in the Toyota Corolla, third overall, 6.7 seconds adrift at McGonigal. Damien Turish is leading class 14. The Bally Buffet man is sitting fourth overall in the Escort, 3.7 seconds adrift. Gavin Kelly's Mitsubishi is leading Group N and into the top five, 2 seconds adrift of Turish, but Kelly does have a gap of around 6 seconds over the chasing Shane Maguire. We'll come to Maguire in a minute, because in between Kelly and Maguire is Ryan Loughran in that Ford Escort. He is the third two-wheel drive car on the road, 2.7 seconds adrift off fifth place. Then Shane Maguire, second in Group N in the Mitsubishi, seventh overall, 2.9 adrift off Kelly, with Damien Toner wrapping up the top eight and another Escort, 5.6 seconds adrift. It looks like Aidan Ray's hopes in the Mitsubishi for a Group N win today in the Harvest is gone as well. He's lost around 18 minutes in that Cashin Agoure stage. He has come through the end of the stage, but I think it's very much a case of the Declan Boyle incident as well, where they just slipped off the road and lost a lot of time. The leading cars are on the second stage at the moment. Then they will head to stage three, which is a stage they will know relatively well, given that it's been used on quite a few occasions on the Donegal International. And then they head to service, which is in the concrete yard just outside Fulcara, in between Fulcara and Dunfanaghy. But the big news from stage one is Declan and Brian Boyle. Their hopes of winning an unprecedented fourth in a row Harvest Stages rally has come to an end. They lost a lot of time on stage one, 2k in, as the car slipped off the road. They are out of this year's rally. But the man at the head of the field is Patter Hurston and a similar Ford Fiesta WRC, leading by 17.6 seconds.